So when Kashyapji Gaudiya Math was established, the question was raised that why should the Gaudiya Math be established here in Mathura? Instead, the Math could have been established in Gokul, in Nandgaon, Barsana, in Vrindavan by Mathura. This way, Radharani, then she wanted to write a letter to Krishna when he was in Mathura. She took a peacock feather. And then she took some ink to write a letter to Krishna. The whole night passed. And this, even she was weeping so much and the paper got wet. And she was weeping. And this, she wanted to address Krishna. And she became so much absorbed in Krishna that she started writing. Then she wrote Ka, Ra. And then she wrote Ra. And then this way, she could not write any further. Whole night, she sat still. And this way, all these different modes of separation where she was being, experiencing all these different modes of separation, viraha. And then the day she saw in the morning, then she took that wet paper, soaked in Radharani's tears. Then anyhow, she dried it. Then she folded it. And she tied it with a thread. And she called the Rajhansa. And she said, take this letter. And there's some Krishna's on the roof in one palace in Mathura. There he cannot be peaceful. So there we know how restless he is in separation from us, Rajadevis, Rajavasis. Therefore, you go over this roof and drop this letter in Krishna's hands. But if Krishna calls you also, don't come down. And don't breathe the air of Mathura. Breathe all the air you want here in Vrindavan. But don't breathe any of that air in Mathura. Don't touch anything there. Or else this Mathura Madhupuri, you see, even it has controlled Parabrahma Krishna Mathura. So what to speak of us? So don't touch anything there. Don't even breathe the air there. Don't even see anyone, touch anyone there. Or else their shadow will fall on you and your mind will become restless. And your mind will never become equipoised again. Therefore, don't touch or breathe any of that air in Mathura. Therefore, you see, any Brajavasi will never take the name of Mathura. They never look towards the direction of Mathura. What to speak of going to Mathura? Have you heard of any Brajavasi settling down in Mathura? Therefore, you go there and drop the letter there in Mathura. And then you return here to Nandagaon, Barsana, Javat. And then you can breathe as much air as you can. But don't breathe any of the air there. So then Krishna was thinking that surely the Rajavasis, Rajadevis must be remembering me. Surely they'll send me some letter or the other. It's not that the Rajavasis are so cruel-hearted that they'll never remember Krishna. No. Without remembering Krishna, they cannot even stay alive. So there Krishna on the roof, he was looking towards the direction of Vrindavan and he was weeping so much. And he could not sleep, eat, drink or do anything. Mind was very restless. All these waves of different bhavs were manifesting in his heart. And say, Uddhava was saying, where is this water falling from? Where is water? It's not even raining now. There are no dark clouds above. But where is this shower of water coming from? There they saw Krishna was looking to the direction of Praj, and he was weeping so much. Though he had no courage to say anything also. Had no courage to even lift, take the letter, what to speak of touching it. He was thinking, today surely something must have happened. On the other days, he wouldn't have felt so sad. But today, Krishna, he was very sad. Even on other days, somehow you could be pacified. But today it become deeply engrossed in thought. So neither could he ask Krishna what the problem was, neither could he ask him what was in that letter that he was reading. And Dhruvajava says, no one even knows anything about Dhruvajava says. So Matrava says, anyhow, you see, they have caught Krishna and Baladev and they bound them. They don't even let the Rajavasis remember them. You see, Nanda and Yashoda, they looked after Krishna more, just as he was more dearer than their own lives. Without Krishna, they didn't eat, sleep, they didn't do anything. Without the Sakhas, he could not remain alive. Without the Sakhas, without the cows. Every day, regardless of how much trouble they were in, they always remembered him. Krishna, they always remember his cows. And the cows would always go with Krishna in his cowherding lila. So they have so much love. This love cannot even be understood. You see, Krishna also has so much love for the Rajasis. Not just for the cows, calves, for Sakhas, Sakhis, Nanda, Yashoda, all the gopas and gopis, and all the animals of Raj, living entities. And anyhow, now these Mathuravasis, the Yadavas, anyhow by, they have called Krishna here to Mathura. Therefore, the Vrajavasis think no need to even take the name of these Mathuravasis. No need to even remember Mathura, or else our minds will be disturbed. Even if anyone somehow remembers Mathura, then even he will no longer be able to chant Harinam also. He will no longer be able to remember even the Mahamantra. He will forget his Nitlila Nitseva Nitidham. Therefore, no need to remember Madhupuri Mathura. So here, anyhow, they opened this temple. And they say, all the Mahajans, Maharatis, from everywhere, they ask this question, because the Mathuravasis never say Radhe Radhe. They say Jai Sri Krishna. They say Ram. But they never say Radhe Radhe. Even the rickshawala, anyone who stays there. But here in Vrindavan, everyone says Radhe Radhe. The villagers, anywhere. The rickshawala, tangawala, they all say Radhe Radhe. Horse puller, cycle rickshawala. But there in Mathura, they never say. And if anyone says Radhe Radhe, then they'll chastise him. Very stone hearted. So, why was there a need to establish a temple here in Mathura where they don't even say, speak the names of Radharani? And after Prabhupada's disappearance, many disciples are staying in different parts of Raj. They're doing bhajan in Kamai Karela, in Pavan Sarovar, Uchagao, everywhere. Anywhere, they do bhajan, going on Madhukari. And they have so much love for Gurudev. Gurudev also has so much love for them. So they would also ask Gurudev, you could have opened a temple in Vrindavan or some other place, why Mathura? So then Gurudev, he answered, my Guru Maharaj, he didn't make a temple in Mayapur. Rather, he opened a temple in Koladip, Navadip, in the place of Devananda Pandit. Therefore, it's called Devananda Gaudiya Mutt. Devananda Pandit committed very grave offense with Lotus Vita Srivas Thakur, speaking the Bhagavatam, and when Srivas Thakur came, his followers took Srivas and threw him out. So why didn't he open a temple there? And then again, here in Mathura, in Kanskila, this Rangashala. You see, Mathura is within Madhuvan. Then they call it temple in Madhuvan. Why in this Kansakila? Where this fortress of Kansa was present. Where Rangesh Mahadev, where Chanur Mushtik were present. Why he opened a temple there? So they say, If someone is questioning one's guru, and if disciple cannot give a suitable answer, then he's not a disciple. And this is an insult to one's guru. One is insulting your guru, doubting your guru, then you must silence him. Or else your mind will become polluted. So Maharaji said, alright. Now if you have given me the order, I can say something. Maharaj said that Vrajadevi is, they remember Krishna. But Krishna, he remembers Vraj 24 hours a day. And Krishna, even for one moment, he can never forget Vraj. He's always indebted to Vraj. He can never repay his debt to Vraj. Therefore Krishna said, now Parayam Nirvajasam Jam. That I can never become free of this debt to you. If any sadhu mahatma appears, if any sadhu mahatma comes and sings of the glories of the gopis, preaches your glories, then anyhow I can hope to repay my debt, be required of this debt. Possibility of being free from this debt. Or else I myself have to become a sadhu and preach your glories of all the Vrajadevis. Therefore Krishna, he had to appear as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. For you see, Krishna, he said first Man Manamav. Then he said Mad Bhakta Madhyaji. Mam Namaskuru. So Maharaj, he said, wherever Krishna, so Gurudev, he said, you should stay in that place where the Vrajavasis, the Sakasakis, Gopas, Gopis are being remembered. This is Krishna's Varam Janam Jasya. If you cannot remember Krishna along with his associates, then what is the use of staying in Braj? While staying in Braj, if one cannot remember the Vrajavasis, cannot do their kirtan, cannot understand their glories, then there's no way to please Krishna. Therefore Krishna, while staying in Mathura 24 hours, he was only remembering Braj. He was all alone there. See, there is the Matur Viraha Katha Vrajavasis. It means the Vrajavasis are feeling separation from Krishna when he is Mathura. Then there is Vraja Viraha Katur Krishna. Means Krishna feeling separation from the Vrajavasis when he is in Mathura. It's vice versa. And Madhavendra Puripadal Spreadai Dinadat Dayadanatai Vira Sehida Alokatat Kataram Daita Kim Karom Yaham. Therefore, Prabhupada said, Aparam Dharma is to serve the Rajavasis when they're feeling so much separation from Krishna when he's in Mathura and Dwaraka. But here, Krishna, he's feeling separation from Vraj and Rajavasis. So by going to Krishna and Mathura, then what will happen? If anyone, like we see, Uddhav, when he came to Krishna, he saw how Krishna was feeling so much viraha from Braj. This separation could not even be estimated. So then Uddhav, because he was near Krishna, what did Krishna do? This is Vrajabhumi. These Vrajavasis, they feel some separation from me. Go and pacify them, make them happy. Then I will also be happy. Because the Vrajavasis is there. Millions are remembering me. So you can imagine how much agitated I am. All their separation is making me very restless. I cannot sleep, eat, drink, do anything. I cannot go to anyone. Nothing. Therefore, I'm all alone here, remembering them. So who can I please, how can I make them happy, who can I speak my heart out to? Even if I assume millions of forms, still, I cannot make them happy. If you are intelligent Uddhav, then you go there, and you can go and make them happy. Then this will be the best seva. Then you can make me so happy. They say to Rajarajas, can he start eating, drinking, something, do? Then, anyhow, if they remember me by any means, because of me, they don't sleep, they don't eat, they don't do anything. How can I make them happy? Make them, pacify them. So you go with Uddhav. And Uddhav, when he came near Krishna, his heart was completely cleansed because of these moods of Krishna's viraha. There was also Sataki, Akarur, Devaki, Vasudev. But did their hearts change? Krishna was so sad. Did they ever think, why is he so sad? Why are you suffering so much? You're now a young man. Now you are in Vrindavan for some time during the time of calamity. Now you are come back here. You'll be happy. But did they ever say him? Question him. Tell him. Ask him, why are you still suffering now? Even after you left Braj and staying here in Mathura. Yashoda Maya say, every day in the morning when Krishna would be sleeping, then she would take a towel, gently wipe his face, cleanse his face, and before he'd open his eyes, she'd put little butter, mixed with sugar, inside his mouth, and this butter would gently slide down Krishna's throat, and he would gradually open his eyes. And then Yashoda would close all the windows, and then she would tell the cuckoos, don't go. Oh peacock, don't make any sound. Oh monkey, don't make any sound. Oh all animals of Braj, don't make any sound. Sakas, don't make any sound. If you make any sound, I won't let you inside the house. You should sit silently. And say, Krishna, he was sleeping. Whole night he was so tired. But in Mathura, will anyone care for him? Like Yashoda, does anyone have the love that she has? They not served Krishna like Nanda Yashoda. That's where will they get this mamta from if they cannot serve like the Vrajavasis? Therefore, this life is useless. The lives are very dry. Dry like wood, like stone. See, the heart doesn't have any love, no humility. Heart doesn't melt. It's like a stone. So where there's Aishwarya, this is what happens. Wealth becomes the cause of anartha. Once one becomes wealthy, he doesn't care about others. He only has a relationship with his wealth. If you're on his side, you're his friend. Or else you're his enemy. Then he has doubt. Then because of his doubt, there's a wall. Father tells his son, you earn money, give me some money. Son tells the father, what have you given me? Why? Because their relationship is based on wealth, not on paramatha. So Maharaj would say that Krishna is in Mathura, but there's no one to pacify him. There's no one to speak about Vrajkatha to him, speak on the glories of Vraj to him. There's anyone who will speak on the glories of Raj of Rajavasis to Krishna, then he'll be so happy. Therefore, Sukhdev Goswami, when Parikshit was about to leave, what did Sukhdev do? He spoke with the other devotees first. Then all his glorification culminated in the glories of the Rajavasis. Then he became so much absorbed in thinking of the Rajavasis, Tan Manaska. Sattaratri, Brahmaratri. Krishna, for one night of Brahma, did he spend time with anyone? For one night of Brahma. See, one night of Brahma consists of all the four yugas. So he spent the entire night of Brahma with Vrajagopis. Singing, dancing, relishing all these different rasas of Madhur Chabav. So all these kirtans would enter the ears and melt each other's hearts, making their hearts full of such madhuri ras. There's no other way to relish this Madhurya Bhav, Madhurya Rasa. So therefore, the rasa that is distributed through words will enter the heart. There's no other means for the heart to be touched by such rasa. By the ears, these words enter the ears, and then this Madhurya Rasa is relished. If you want to achieve some knowledge, it's through the ear. See, the ear is a very special organ, sense organ. When Krishna played on his flute, the ears listened to the sound. This Madhur Ras, the Shabda Brahma entered the ears. And so they made the gopis relish Krishna's beauty in their hearts. Because why? He entered into their hearts as Shabda Brahma. And this way, there's no way now to make Krishna leave their hearts. So now, how could Krishna escape from their hearts? Therefore, he always eternally remains in their hearts, supporting there. And with great happiness, he is relishing very nice leelas with the gopis. This is not possible for any other person or personalities except the gopis. You see, if there's no meeting within one's heart, then how can any external meeting take place? Meeting takes place externally, but that meeting becomes bitter after 2-3 days. It causes great pain. There's no pain within the heart. Therefore, Krishna, the form of the Brahma Vani, he enters the heart and he becomes eternally present within the heart of his beloved gopis in their hearts. So, did Krishna ever play his flute in Mathura? Did he ever make the rasa full of rasa by his words? Well, you see, the Rajas are so dear to Krishna. He did everything for them. No, Krishna was a little far. But if the Rajas is, ever forget him for even one moment. Or even for a fraction of a moment, did they ever forget him? Or remove him from their hearts? In other places, one can engage the mind in other things. For example, when Krishna went to Kurukshetra for a lot of time, or some other place, then the Arkavalas would be happy. Anyhow, they'd be happy. If Krishna is either in Hastinapur or Kurukshetra, they'd be happy with their grandchildren, their children, relatives. But the Vrajavasis, just see, even within, they could not forget him. Even when they'd look at Krishna, the gopis would say, the raw vidata, O creator, why have you made eyelids? Just see, because of these eyelids we blink. And when we blink, then we cannot see Krishna even for that fraction of a moment. Therefore you are very not so intelligent, or else you would not have made these eyelids. If we were the creators, then we would have never made these eyelids. Our eyes would have never blinked. Like you see, Indra, he had 1,000 eyes all over his body. Similarly, we wish to have 1,000,000 eyes all over our body, so we can relish Krishna's beauty. So say, the Rajadevis, Rajavasis, they're very, how dear they are to Krishna. See, the others are also dear to Krishna. They have all reverence, respect. But they do not have this tanmanaska. This tadatma bhav, complete absorption in Krishna. That's the atma and tadekatma. That's swayam roop and tadekatma roop. There you see, there is this tadekatma roop where Krishna, he enters the heart. And there is a milam, meeting between atma and paramatma. And because of the meeting, they are never separate from each other. So when Krishna was present in Madhupuri, then Krishna, he was very restless, feeling so much separation. So there is no other way to be free of such suffering, separation. Even if any Vrajavasi, even if Narada should go to Dwaraka and bring the dust of Vraj, then Krishna anyhow would become healthy. Taking this dust of the Vrajavasis, Lord's feet, at least I now have their foot dust. So just see how much is suffering and separation. So by going to Krishna Nisaya in Madhupuri in Mathura, you see how he's so much absorbed in separation from Rajavasis. So if you go to Madhupuri and take shelter of Krishna, then just as he is feeling separation from the Rajavasis, then you will also, if you have faith in your heart, then you will also remember and feel separation from the Rajavasis. Therefore, this is the point of staying in Mathura. Also, Mathura Devi is a dear Sakhi of Yamuna Devi. And she is very dear friend of Krishna also. Right. Yamuna Devi and Mathura Devi. They are very close friends. If one anyhow even stays for one night in Mathura, then he'll have this one-pointed Hari Bhakti. Have this renunciation. But here it's not said Vraja Bhakti, it is said Hari Bhakti. Staying for one night in Mathura, will you get Vraja Bhakti or Hari Bhakti? There's a slight difference. You see, Mathura Devi, what does she do? First she makes you free of karma, jnana, yoksha, manya, bilash. Then you'll be called Hari Bhakti. And then gradually, when you're pure, and when you bathe there in Vishram Ghat. Vishram Ghat means you're free from all these things. And then you'll be ready for this Viraja Bhakti. Mathura Devi will offer you to Yamuna Devi. So there's Vaishishtya between them, speciality. Mathura Devi gives you the adhikar to enter Vraj. So if any of these anurta across the jivas enter Vraj, then they cannot have Vraja Darshan. This longing for Vraj will not awaken within their hearts. And as long as this longing is not present within their hearts, they cannot achieve anything. Because if anything is had easily, then the value is not understood. Therefore, when Mathura Devi, when one comes to Madhupuri, then he is offered to Yamuna Devi. And become free from everything. And then in this way, they're made to understand Vraja's Mahima. You see, Mathura is more superior even to Vaikuntha, more than in Vaikuntha. Why? Because one gets Sevadhikar. And one is able to do kirtan of Krishna's qualities. Therefore, there's so much speciality. So Guruji would say, one day Rupa Goswami came. Because Mahaprabhu had said, he told Jagadananda Pandit, go to Vrindavan, don't stay long. And don't climb on Giriraj to see Gopal. Because he said, don't stay long in Vraj, because you will not understand the Vrajavasis. You might oppose them. Because you like following strict Sahachar etiquette. But then Vraj, you see, they don't care for etiquette. They don't care for anything. You know, let this etiquette enter the fire pit. We don't care for this etiquette. We only like Krishna. We only want to serve him. Krishna, he doesn't say, are you Brahman, Kshatriya, Shudra, Vaishya? He doesn't care. He doesn't care even if he's an abortion, a tribal. You see, he ate fruits from this fruit seller lady. He was a tribal lady. And you see, these Pulindi Kanyas, these Pulindi girls, Aborigine girls, they go to the forest to collect dry firewood, cow dung patties. There they see Krishna's footprints on the grass. And you see this grass, it has the kumkum from the gopi's chest. And you see there's this ostbindu. Means this kumkum has become very moist because of the dew that is collected on top of the grass. They say the Pulindi Kanyas take this kumkum mixed with the dew and they smear it on their own breasts and say the calm in their hearts is pacified. So therefore, just see how these Vrajagopi Ramanis are so fortunate. They're seeing these Pulindi Kanyas saying how fortunate. See, we have never taken the foot dust of Krishna like how you have done so. See, they're rubbing it all over their heads, bodies, and their hearts have become so much full or such joy. We have never taken the dust of Raj like how you have done so. So the gopis, out of their humility, they speak like this to the Pulindi Kanyas. By taking Krishna's foot dust mixed with the kumkum from the gopis' breasts, then the Pulindi Kanyas feel they are embracing Krishna himself. So this humility, this bhav, this prem can never be understood by people from outside Braj. So what I say, then Mathura Madhuguri, Krishna is remembering the Rajavasis 24 hours a day, all alone by himself. So if anyone goes there, then he can remember Vraj very easily. So when this Katha Kirtan is done, and the Mathurasis will change, then you can imagine how happy Krishna will be. Krishna tried so much to change the hearts of the others. Therefore, he called all the Vrajavasis to Kurukshetra. See, Vrajavasis didn't want to come, but still he called all of them. When Krishna and the Vrajavasis came, he had said, don't bring them to the palace. But here, make nice arrangements for them in the forest. When they heard Krishna was coming, when the Vrajavasis came, Krishna, he ran so fast, his crown fell, his clothes fell off, his body, they fell to the ground, and he had a small dhoti, and then anyhow, he tied that dhoti, and he wore a cloth around his neck, and he ran. All those such big kings, devatas, Brahma, Rajarshis, Tapashris, Brahmashris, and now Krishna is running like a small boy to greet the Vrajavasis. See, Krishna's grandchildren, children, the entire, all of them are running behind Krishna. Sambha, Nirvat, Pratumna. Think, what's happened? Where is the father running? And Krishna, more than 100 years old, now he'd become very small. Like Gopal. He was Natavar Nandakishore. Madan Mohan. Never seen such a beautiful form. Unparalleled form. But here in Dwaraka is a king. But here he appeared in his youthful form. There in Dwaraka he has his golden crown, kingly attire. He is very grave, he carries Shankha Chakra Rapadma in his four hands. But now he was just running like a small boy. Now he forgot everything. Now he remembered childhood. He left his Bhagavata side. And so he ran very far away from the palace. There is Sir Yashoda, Maya, Nanda Baba. And then, Krishna, what did he do? He went and hid himself in this cloth of Yashoda. And he started weeping so much. It seemed that even the flow of a river could not be compared to the tears flowing from his eyes. Why? Tears were flowing continuously. And so the wealth of his heart, it seemed, was melting away. And he soaked Mother Yashoda with his tears, by his tears. And all the Rajavasis were also weeping. And so Yashoda Maya, she then sat down. And Rohini, she came, Bharata Prabhu. And this is when Uddhav, he came. Devaki was there, could not remain behind. They also came, the 20-30 kilometers. And you see, Padma, who was very old, she also, nodding her head, she ran behind Krishna. She's saying, oh, these coward girls have come now. Because of their black magic, they would not let Krishna eat anything. He sent him cowarding in the morning. He was so hungry, he had to steal from the homes of others, and she chastised him. Didn't give him any shoes, umbrella to carry when you go cowarding. These same coward women have again come here now. And why is Krishna running behind them again? Why is all of Dwaraka running behind? She was always used to, you see, one who's always taunting and one who's always criticizing, he'll never have a place anywhere. He can never go anywhere. One who always criticizes, you see, how, look what an inauspicious destination he'll achieve. There is no auspiciousness for him in his life. And they say, oh, so Padma was shouting so much, catch that Krishna. Again, they want to use black magic and take him back to Vraj. Pull him back, pull him back. She was shouting so much. Everyone's hearts were melting when Krishna was running towards the Vrajvasis. Those tears were flowing from everyone's eyes. But here, this old lady was shouting so much. Therefore it is said that if there's an old woman, what does she do? If she's not a devotee, then she'll destroy everything. Like, if you eat puffed rice, your stomach will become very upset. Similarly, an old lady, if she's wicked, then she'll destroy the household. Therefore, here you see, the Vrajvasis were coming. So there, Krishna was running, and Padma, she was saying, call Ugrasen, tell him to bring a diary. Now, Krishna stayed for 10 years in Braj, so let's see how much cost the Vrajvasis had to incur to take care of him. Whatever money they spent on Krishna, we'll give back twice the amount we'll give back. This way the list should be made, and whatever money is saved also should be given to them. Chase them away from here. Just see, she was such a rakshasi. She didn't want Krishna to meet the Vrajvasis. Say, Ugrasen, Sursen, Devaki. Even Devaki, she was saying, oh Ishode, you looked after my son like he was the pupil of your eyes. Now we can now be saved from your debt. The Rohini said, hey Devaki, what are you saying? Come here. Now many guests have come. Go receive the guests. Kunti has come. All the others have come. Go and look after them. Because she didn't want Devaki to disturb this mood. Don't come here. And Dhav, he looked at Shursen and said, oh, Dhritarashtra has come and all the others have come. Go and look after them. And call Gargacharya here. Then the other day again, there was an assembly in Kurukshetra. They see Duryodhan, Dushasan, Karna, Shakuni, they all came there. And what was taking place there? They were saying, Krishna has become so mad. In separation from the Vrajas, he's not even looking at us. He doesn't care about us. And he's just thinking about these coward men, coward women. He's only staying there. And what is he doing there? There they're making rotis, fat rotis. You cannot even chew these rotis. But there, look out, Krishna is eating them with so much happiness. And he's sitting on the lap of Yashoda and drinking her breast milk, although she has become so old. So just see how Krishna has become. And you see there, you see he's drinking from the udders of the cows. The calves are also drinking from their mothers, and Krishna is also drinking from their udders. Just see, it seems the cows are telling Krishna, you haven't drank a milk for so many years, so come and drink as much as you want. Seems Krishna is a great magician. It was black magic. You see, Krishna, he doesn't even care about receiving his other guests now. There's such a big yagya going to happen here. But he doesn't bother to be here with us. So there you see, once Gargacharya, he said, oh, was there? Sursen, I'm your priest. Now I'll give you my judgment impartially. Vasudev, what did he do? He went to Nanda and Yashoda's house and you took their daughter away. And you left your son there. Alright, they've given you their son back. Your son back. Give their daughter back. Only if you give their daughter back, then you can ask your son back. So when you haven't given their daughter in the first place, then how can you claim Krishna as your son? Actually, you had their daughter killed by Kansa. Just to save your son, you had Yashoda's daughter killed. And now you have become very truthful like Yudhishthir. How can you claim that you always speak the truth? So yeah, so didn't you bring her daughter or not in the middle of the night? You stole her baby. Without even asking her, you just stole her baby away. Very silently. Now, say something. Or how do you have any right to say that Krishna is your son? So they were all trembling in fear now, because now they knew they'd lose Krishna. And Nandabhava also was very stubborn. Krishna is my son, now I'll take him back to Raj, or else I'll never leave Kurukshetra. Anyhow, because Vasudeva was like my brother, so I didn't say anything. Just so the others could be protected, I didn't say anything. Because Kansa was troubling them so much, I had to send Krishna away. You see, one who doesn't help a friend in need, he's not really a friend, he's an enemy. So you see, Jarasandha attacked Mathura 18 times. Kalyavan also attacked. Pandruk Vasudev also attacked. Therefore Krishna, he killed all these demons. He's looking after all your Dwarkavasis. Now everything has been done, so at least now, I won't take him back. No, I will not leave without taking Krishna back. See, Krishna wasn't there alone. Even Baladev was there. So wherever Kanaya is, I'm also there. Okay, never stay away. Never be without Krishna. And Rohini also said, wherever my two sons are, I'm also there. And Uddhava already come. And he knew how glorious the Vrajavasis are. So he was also with Krishna. Because Vrajavasis is their pure love. No one can imagine how pure their prem is. Can anyone say, can anyone's love be as selfless as the Vrajavasis? Therefore, only the Krishna Bhakta is happy. While all these Siddhi Kami Yogis are Shanta. Because they have so many desires within their hearts for bhakti, mukti, siddhi. But the Vrajavasis only have this aim of pleasing Krishna. Did they ever ask for Krishna anything in return? Even if Krishna would have given anything, would they have accepted? They only gave their love for Krishna. Their heart, their senses, their words, their life. Everything was only for Krishna and his seva. And say, see, to offer oneself and to offer one's services, there's a difference between the two. You see, even if one surrenders himself, but if he's working for the happiness of others, service of others, then how is he really offered himself? If one has truly offered himself, then 24 hours he'll work for the satisfaction and happiness of his beloved. Was there Sur, Senugrisa and Padma? None could answer Kargacharya's questions. And Padma, the old lady, she became still. She became very become full of shame now. She did not answer. And the Vrajavasis, they only wanted Krishna back. So when Krishna told anyhow, he said, oh, Ananda Baba, you return to Vraj. Anyhow, I'll take these people back to Dwaraka from Kurukshetra and I'll return. So Nanda knew that Krishna would not lie. If one has love, he'll never doubt the other person. And if one has doubt, then he doesn't really have love. That love is bound to break. You see, Yudhishthira, he always spoke the truth. But because he did not follow Krishna's order, he had to go to hell. But the Vrajavasis, they'll do anything that Krishna says. You see, Krishna said he'll come the day after tomorrow. But you see, even after 100 years, he did not return to Braj. But if the Vrajavasis ever doubt Krishna and say, oh, you haven't come even after 100 years, you broke your promise, you lied. So will one person ever doubt his beloved? Will he ever see his faults, doubt him, be suspicious of him? Is this a symptom of prem, priti? If you want to know all these things, you should read Jiva Goswami's Priti Sandarbha. Then you can know what this priti is. What is this mamata? Means this mamata is one-pointed love for Vishnu. Mamata prema adhika. Wherever there is mamata, there is no doubt. There is no criticizing anyone, no taunting in this way. That, oh, you did such things. In Dwaraka, there are 16,108 queens. But did they ever fight with each other? Never possible. Because if one doesn't have this pure love, then he can never come near Guru Bhagwan. He can never have Raj adhikar toward Raj. He can never have any adhikar towards Vrajaseva. Therefore, Gurudev said, this is Madhupuri, this is Mathura. Here there's a temple open. Anyone who comes there will be free from karma and gyan. And then you remember Krishna. And by remembering Krishna, he remembers Vraj. Very easily he remembers Vraj. It is Guruji's desire that to fulfill Krishna's desire, that the entire Madhupuri should be changed. They should all say Radhe Radhe. Meditate on Radharani. The Vrajavasis never opposed them. Because when Krishna came, what did he do? Krishna has become very big. So now we'll have to perform his Brahmin thread ceremony. They call big acharyas. Narada-shri informed the entire, all the three worlds. But Devakin was there, and Ugrasen, Surasen, they said, don't invite the Vrajavasis. Because if they come, then Krishna will not stay here. They'll run back to Vraj. Therefore don't invite even one Vrajavasi. So when Krishna's sacrificial thread was finished, when his head was shaved, he went for Bhiksha, then Yashoda Maiya would always say, oh Krishna, and Krishna's uncles, aunts, they would say, oh Krishna, when you will see the sacred Brahman thread, we'll fill your bag with so many things. You can offer all those things to your guru. And then we'll tie turbans on the heads of all the Rajasis, give so many gifts to everyone. Celebrate a great festival of happiness. So now Krishna is saying, where is Yashoda Maiya? Where is my father Nanda Baba? He's moving around with his bag. Devakin was there, have golden plates full of so many things to give him, fill his bag. But still, Krishna is only shouting out to his mother, father. And then he fell unconscious on the ground. And then anyhow, they lifted him up, they took him inside. And still he remained unconscious. And they said, don't leave him here. Quickly send him away from here. And then they sent him to Ujjain. Where Sandipanya Muni was there. Sent to Gurukul there. Because if he goes far, then he'll forget Vraj. There he'll study. Before he was herding cows. Now he was drinking the milk of the cows. So therefore, now if he stays a little far, then he'll have some good intelligence. He'll forget Braj. So send him away from here. Send him away from Mathura. You see, wherever one goes, how can... See, one truly has love for someone. How can you break that love? That love can only be broken by selfishness. Vrajavasis never had any selfishness. So how could the love be broken? Therefore, Krishna could never forget the Vrajavasis. So Gurudev would say, anyone who comes to Mathura, he'll have this satsang of Krishna. With his Vrajakatha spoken. With the leaders of Vraja distributed. And by listening to such Vrajakatha, even a stone like heart will melt and become pure. And say, when Gurudev would do Katha Kirtan everywhere, and when Gurudev would speak Katha from any point, still he'd culminate in his Vrajakatha. You see, Mathura is the place of Arya Samaj. And this Arya Samaj is a great atheist. And the Mayavadis also stay in there in Mathura. All the Mayavadi disciples, they stay there. And there, the yogis are also present. And many different yogis are there. There you see, Krishna started this kirtan, Vrajkatha. Speaking house to house, Harikatha. After some days, slowly one. Janmashtami would be celebrated there. But Gurudev would say, Janmashtami is not enough. See, Param Gurudev and Anandakoot Mahotsav, he inaugurated this rather. Keshavji Gaudiya Math. And he started this Anandakoot festival. Now you know all the Mathuravasis, they remember. How glorious that festival was. You say, entire roads were closed. All the Rajasis were fed Mahaprasa. Girajas Mahaprasa. So many sweets. So many things were distributed. They took so many baskets full of prasad. As much as you want to take. It seemed a great marriage was taking place. It seemed that prasad would last for many months. Because it was the prasad of Giriraj over them. And then Maharaj started observing Radhashtami. And when Radhashtami was observed, people would bring so many gifts from everywhere. And then Maharaj, he'd go house to house, street to street, and he'd say, no one should eat rice on Ekadashi. No one should sleep. You fast on Ekadashi and do Kirtan together. And then they say, I'll come. And they say, Maharaj, he would stay there. So many different places. And then he calls everyone. Kirtan would be done in so many different temples. And Maharaj would say, he said, people are coming from so far. I'll give them nice gifts. You see, when people would come from so far, Gurudev would tell me that anyhow we will arrange some fruits for them, some nice things for them. Let them at least know the glories of Ekadashi, how the Vrajvasis are there. Don't be a miser. Don't think that on the pretext of following a Vrata, one becomes so selfish, so miserly, that he'll, even if there's a fly in the sugar, he'll take that fly also. He'll start shouting at the fly, why are you tasting the sugar? Go away from here. So the Mathuravalas are like that. But the Vrajavasis are not like this. Even if there's a fly, they'll feed that fly as much as it wants and then they'll use, send it away. So say, how can they, so offer nice things as bhoga for Krishna. So Gurudev would tell me, make some very nice things for Krishna. Offer them. So Radhashtami, there's no vrata. They say Abhishek was going on, so many were bringing Mahaprasad. Get gifts. Because wherever the Rajavasis are, you can imagine. Like you see, sometimes 200 kilos of Rabadi comes. Can you imagine 200 kilos of Rabadi coming? Rajbhog is coming, Rasgullas are coming. Big, big Rasgullas. 5-6 kind of sweets. And Mathura during the cold, during the winter, such so many beautiful sweets. No, it will be like one, there's one sweet which is 100 rupees a piece. That time it was 5 rupees a piece, 1 rupee. Gurudev would say, you should give such sweets. They should never forget Braj. There's a very beautiful Katha Kirtan would take place. So that time all the Santa Mahatmas, they all came to Mathura. Even my Guru Maharaj came, Trikram Maharaj, saying, just see how Radhashtami is going to celebrate in Mathura. There's not any house who's, you see everyone, there's not a single house which is not dancing in ecstasy. Everyone in Mathura is chanting Radhe Radhe and singing and dancing. So then again there will be a discussion, who is more exalted, Rukmini or Radharani? She is Rukmini more beloved, more dear to Krishna or Radharani? Whose speciality is greater? So they say all sampradayas, all the scholars of all sampradayas would say, so they would sit on this horse cart. They would sit on chariots, and one acharya would come on a chariot drawn by horses and they'd be very decorated. Then they'd sit there, they'd be welcomed and they'd speak very eloquently on Radha Tattva. Those things that I've seen and I've heard, you can never see in your life ever again. So unparalleled, such an unparalleled sight it was. They say, Rajavasis will be glorified so much. They say, my Guru Maharaj would say, oh, just see, Maharaj has brought all the Rajavasis here to Mathura. How happy Krishna is now. So Krishna loves this Vrajagatha. Therefore, you see, Krishna, he is in Vrindavan, he is present in so many different swarupas. He's present as Radha Vallabh, Banki Bihari, Kunj Bihari, Ras Bihari, Madan Mohan, Govind, Gopinath, Radha Raman, Koklanda, Radha Vrindavan Chandra, Damodar, Shyam Sundar. He has so many different names. As many swarupas he has, that many names he has. Everyone according to their moods, they're remembering him, Krishna and having his darshan, serving him. There are so many innumerable names. You have innumerable incarnations. But in Mathura he is Dwarkadish. There's no other sarup there. Therefore when this Janmabhoomi was built, Gurudev was also secretary of the trust. There was a big assembly. Many scholars came. Rim Dalmia, he asked, Because Dalmia was on, who sponsored the temple in Janmabhoomi. Dalmia said, I'll do collection and I'll make a nice temple. So he went to Varanasi to one Seth. He said, oh Sethji, oh landlord, I'm going to build a very beautiful temple in Mathura in Janmabhoomi. Please give me a donation. So how much do you want? He said, give me 10 lakh rupees. He said, 10 lakh? I'll give you 1 lakh, he said. He said, I don't want. He said, 10 lakh. He said, I won't give more than 1 lakh. He said, then you'll never have anyone to ask you this. Then he said, you'll never find anyone who can, will give you 1 lakh rupees. He said, even if I come, you give me 10 lakh rupees. He said, Dalmia short collection. And when this temple was almost finished, saying, which deities will come here? Then him Gurudev, he was present. Ramdas Shastri, Vanmali Das Shastri, Gaurakshara Das Shastri. Such scholars were present. There was a big meeting. And then what happened in that meeting? Gurudev said, this is the Janmasthana of Krishna. Then Radharani should be present here. Then this is Janmasthana. Or this is Karmasthana. Radharani should be present here. Then they are so happy. Because you see, the Mathuravalas, there is only this Chaturbhuj Keshavdev temple there. No temple of Radha Krishna there. So many assemblies took place. Then it was decided. Then Radharani, she will stay here. Because without Sarup Shakti, Krishna is Nirvikar, Nirvishesh. He is Avyay, Anadi, Nirvikar, Brahma. Without his Shakti, Shaktiman, he has no potency. He is Nirvikar, Nirvishesh. So many sabhas took place. And then Radharani was established there. And then he said, there is no Mahaprabhu. Then even this monument will be empty. See, Mahaprabhu, he is Premavatar, Namapatar. And then also Jagannath should be here. Then Jagannath Baldev Subhadra Sudarshan was there. Mahaprabhu was also there. Then Bhagavan has many different forms. In many different yugas, he has many different forms. In Treta, Sitaram, Lakshman, Hanuman, so they should also be there. Yugavatar, Manvantavatar, Avishadar, Gunavatar, many different kinds of avatars. They say, such beautiful pictures there of Dasavatars. Any place you go, without Dasavatars, you cannot be protected. And then, if you go now to Janmabhoomi in Mathura, you can see Radha Krishna, Yugal Kishore are present there. And you see Mahaprabhu, even if he comes without Kirtan, how can be there? Therefore, you go to Janmabhoomi, you can see 24 hours, they sing the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. And Maharaj said, Mahaprasad shall always be distributed. Anyone who comes there, this Mahaprasad should be given freely. So Dalmia said, Maharaj, you do something. Then he said, alright, I'll make arrangements. The sadhus will cook, the sadhus will offer bhogan, they will distribute. Because sadhus have no selfishness, they have no greed. See, Ram Janmabhoomi, it could never been built. But anyhow, by the blessings of the sadhus, see, anyhow, this one good person has become the chief minister. And as soon as he became the CM, Ram also came. Now they're building a temple in Ram Janmabhoomi. So then one sadhu, he stayed there in Janmabhoomi. There was one Maharaj. He would feed as many people. And then he would arrange everything. Then one more sadhu came. And nowadays you see Janmabhoomi is famous all around the world. So Maharaj would say, as long as Bhagavad Prasad is not distributed, even the jivas can never be benefited. Because by eating other things, the mind becomes polluted. As long as this Bhagavad Prasad is not had, then the mind can never be pure and peaceful. You see, sometimes one eats polluted food, he is dying, suffering. And you see, Bhagavan's Mahaprasad, It's so glorious. If you don't offer to Bhagavan, that is eating sin. Gashtos Sinasanto, Ujante, Salva Kalmisha, Pajantite, Am Papa, Ebajanti, Atma Karana. One is only going for himself eating. He's only eating sin with every morsel of food. He's killing so many living entities. Not only buffaloes and goats, chicken and animals. Living entities are everywhere. So why did you kill those living entities? Just to fill your stomach. It's like eating sin. But if you offer to Krishna, then what will happen? The Jivatma, now that's been offered to Krishna, he will give blessings. And they say, Krishna's blessings will also be there, and then the mind will be pure. And there will not be any illness. Because of sin, illness comes. Then moha, lamentation. Then shoka, bhaya, all these things appear. All these anarthas, fear, lamentation, sorrow, because of sin. And then one loses one intelligence, when one becomes very angry. And then when one's intelligence is destroyed, falls into samsara. But when you offer bhoga, automatically you will know the mahaprasad. You will be very happy. You never have any rok, shok, bhaya, moha. You never have kaam, krodh, anything. Be free of all these things. You say, oh, he is very lusty, greedy, angry, greedy, all these things. But once you cut the root, then everything is pure. So how will you change? You see, if you water the root, then the tree will be very nice. So if you offer everything to Krishna, the mind will be pure. You say, Maharaj, he spoke such high harikatha. Once I went to Bombay, there I saw in all houses there Radha Krishna Vigra, all worshipping Radha and Krishna. Here in Mathura, there you go, Bhiksha. All houses there, Giriraj Gopal, they're offering Boga. You see, even they go to school. You see, if even the kids in their home, they would never accept anything unless it was Bhagavad Prasad. Gurudev preached so much that even the school children, they'd ask their parents, has Bhoga been offered? If Bhoga hasn't been offered, we won't take anything to school. Then they'll only drink milk and go away. And this way the income tax officers, police officers, they all start wearing tilak. They all start chanting Harinam. Why? Because sadhu, he makes other sadhus as well. He's like a touchstone. So Gurudev said, what is become of Madhupuri? Even we go to hell. Still, we'll make a kutir there and make everyone sadhus, devotees. Therefore, wherever they went, India, abroad, everywhere, they changed the minds and hearts of everyone. No, we'll listen. Tomorrow, also tomorrow is, according to the sun calendar, disappearance day of Gurudev was tomorrow. According to the lunar calendar, already it's observed. We should follow actually. Gurudev was very strict about following the tithis properly. So you see here, now tomorrow, when I was sitting in my room, all these different waves were appearing. Which katha should I speak? Which leela of Gurudev should I speak? Because such kathas flow so much of ras. I was about to speak on this today, but I started speaking on something else. Tomorrow I'll say. Such nice, beautiful topics.